From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama fired a warning shot today in the battle over Senate confirmations. He nominated three new judges to the powerful Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C., which is just one step below the Supreme Court, and he challenged Senate Republicans not to stand in the way of his nominees. Mr. Obama complained about procedural roadblocks that have tied up many of his previous picks, sometimes for years. In a moment, we'll hear from one Senate Republican. First, though, NPR's Scott Horsley has this story on the president's comments.
When the president nominates a judge, he usually does so quietly via press release. Today, though, Obama was looking to make some noise. He stepped in front of the TV cameras in the White House Rose Garden with not one but three nominees, all with top ratings from the American Bar Association.
These are no slouches. These are no hacks. These are incredibly accomplished lawyers by all accounts.
Patricia Millett is a veteran appeals lawyer who worked in both the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. Cornelia Pillard is a law professor at Georgetown. And Robert Wilkins is a federal district judge who won unanimous confirmation in 2010.
There's no reason, aside from politics, for Republicans to block these individuals from getting an up or down vote.
But politics is never far from the surface, especially when it comes to filling spots on the Court of Appeals in Washington, second only to the U.S. Supreme Court in its effect on government policy. Russell Wheeler, who tracks judicial nominations at the Brookings Institution, says these three nominees would shift the balance on the D.C. Circuit. Nearly two-thirds of the full-time and senior judges now on the D.C. Court were appointed by Republican presidents.
This court is seen as fairly conservative for the most part in the decisions it renders, especially those involving administrative agency appeals, for example, from the Environmental Protection Agency, from the NLRB. And clearly, you know, the administration's regulatory agenda is running into some roadblocks in this court.
Obama noted that one of the seats on the D.C. Appeals Court has been vacant since 2005, when John Roberts was promoted to the Supreme Court. Senate Republicans kept one of the president's earlier nominees in limbo for 2.5 years until Caitlin Halligan finally withdrew her nomination earlier this spring.
Time and again, congressional Republicans cynically used Senate rules and procedures to delay and even block qualified nominees from coming to a full vote.
By announcing these new nominees all at once, Obama is essentially daring Senate Republicans to raise objections to all three. But the GOP may have a different approach. Instead of trying to find fault with the nominees, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell asked today whether that court really needs any additional judges.
I think the issue, if there is one, with regard to the D.C. Circuit is the question of whether this circuit court, which is apparently less busy than all but one circuit courts in the nation, needs to have a full complement of judges.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, has proposed cutting the size of the appeals court from 11 full-time judges to 8. Some Republicans have even accused the president of trying to pack the court, a charge that Obama laughed off this morning.
When a Republican was president, 11 judges on the D.C. Circuit Court made complete sense. Now that a Democrat is president, it apparently doesn't. 8 is suddenly enough. People are laughing because it's obviously a blatant political move.
The president is mounting his own political moves. His announcement this morning was accompanied by numerous campaign-style endorsement letters. And the White House is reaching out to liberal groups in hopes of ginning up more public pressure on the Senate. The judicial nominations could even provide an opening for Democrats to change the long-standing Senate filibuster rules, which have allowed Republicans to block nominations even when they're supported by a majority of senators. Brookings' Russell Wheeler says despite those obstacles, the president has managed to put his stamp on federal appeals courts around the country.
Obama inherited a court of appeals in which 60% of the active judges have been appointed by Republican presidents, 40% by Democratic presidents. That figure is now 50-50.
And Wheeler says over the next 3.5 years, that ratio should move further in the Democrats' direction unless the process of confirming judges breaks down altogether. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.